For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, our guest this week is Doug Wyand. He does work for Musical Fair. What's your title at Musical Fair, Doug?
I'm the Marketing and Production Coordinator.
But today you're here in a different capacity. You are here representing the Theater Alliance of Buffalo.
But wait, there's so much more. He's Doug Wyand, choreographer. He's Doug Wyand, keeper of the Arty Archives. And who knows what else?
All that.
And more.
How many Arty nominations, Doug, personally?
26, I think.
It's a lot. They weren't all for the same season. No. But so welcome, Doug. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
We've been really hitting the heights here, Anthony, with our special guests. You have a great Rolodex, Mr. Chase. What can I say?
What can we say? So, Doug, this week we wanted to talk to you about Curtain Up. People keep asking about Curtain Up. They know that the big, I don't know if people do know, that the big under the tent type thing is, of course, canceled. You can't keep the tables that far apart and expect rich products, though they do that impressive cake run. They're not going to do it with your filet mignon. So what is planned for Curtain Up this year?
Well, as you said, Curtain Up is usually produced by the Theater District Association of Western New York and traditionally involves the gala dinner, productions at the theaters, and then a gigantic free street party on Main Street in the Theater District. But because of COVID-19 restrictions, that obviously can't happen this year. So for Curtain Up's 39th year, the Theater Alliance of Buffalo is partnering with the TDA to present a virtual Curtain Up on Friday, September 18th at 8 o'clock, which will be streaming on YouTube. And hosted by you as the MC.
From my back porch, I'm told.
Yes, we're going to film you out there.
You know, I could probably put a couple of tables out there. Call Rich's, see what they can arrange.
Be like a drive-in.
Like a drive-in, right.
Well, are you going to wear a tuxedo, Anthony?
Absolutely, at least the top.
With pants?
Well, depends on the weather. But I will totally have a cocktail. This sounds like really laid back and fun. I'm thinking, though, that with this change, it's going to go from being for the general public to be more like the Arty Awards for the theater community. I think that that may be more who tunes in, but who is the target audience?
The target audience is really almost anybody who's interested. Of course, we're going to have a lot of actors and theater people sign up to see it because they can't go to the event like they normally do anyway. But we're also specifically targeting patrons of the arts who are going to normally spend money on the dinner and the shows and some drinks at the street party to hopefully donate their money to this, which is only a $10 sign-up fee, and all the money is being split between all the participating theaters.
Well, I'm glad you jumped in with the patrons of the arts and dropped the M word, money, because you're right, Doug, you're encouraged to make a donation when you sign up for Zoom access. Where should people go to get access?
Well, to get access, it's actually on the Theater Alliance website, which is www.theateralllianceofbuffalo.com. Theater with an R-E. Unfortunately, I know it's a pet peeve, Tony. and there's a sign-up button on the homepage. So 10 will get you in. You can donate more. You get that option once you're into the system. You can actually donate more. We've had about 150 people already sign up for the event so far.
Wow. You look at those photographs of Curtain Up from years past. They've been going for so many years. Michael Pitek starting it way back in the day. And it's hugely popular. It will be fun to keep it going, but I think it's important that we do. So what is it going to be? I know that I'm commenting in between acts, kind of, that I'm an MC in that regard, but what are we going to see? Each theater is doing a presentation about themselves?
Yeah, there are 16 participating theaters, ranging from Shays down to the smaller theaters as well, and each theater gets a couple of minutes of time to talk about or show anything they want. So they may be doing things, for instance, like describing their tentative upcoming seasons, like what shows they have planned. They may be doing things like a tour of their theater or showing new renovations or talking about a new capital project or introducing a new staff member if they've just hired somebody on. And in between those theater segments, there will be scattered some musical theater performances from some of Western New York's musical theater artists, and along with an opening number that is original and written by Phil Ferrugia, Amy Jakiel, and Kelly Copps. So it'll be an evening of about probably an hour, hour and 15 minutes max. So it's not going to be a long night for anybody, but it'll give everyone a brief reintroduction to all the theaters in town to let them know we're all still there and we're all really, really anxious to get back on a stage at some point.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm really, really looking forward to your next Zoom presentation, I guess I'll call it, from Musical Fair. It looks to be really first rate, Doug. Can you tell us more about a cabaret with jazz?
Yeah, on September 17th, which is the day before the Curtain Up live event. We are doing at the Musical Fair Cabaret an evening called Songs of Love and Longing that's going to star Grammy-winning pianist George Caldwell and local jazz vocalist Alex MacArthur, and they're going to do a set for about an hour and a half or so. Tickets for that are at musicalfair.com.
Doug, it's been delightful having you with us, and thank you very much for insight on Curtain Up, People Have Been Wondering, and on the doings up at Musical Fair. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.